Our love is truly risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Our love is truly risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Early in the morning, I went out unseen. I entered into unknowing, transcending all knowledge. I sought my beloved in the garden of delight. Open, open to me the gates. Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I went into the city. I sought and did not find. Have you seen my beloved? Where does he take his rest? Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I left the city behind at the break of day. I returned to the garden again, waiting at the tomb. Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Here is my beloved, behold, here he comes, bounding over the mountains, leaping over the hills. He is like a gazelle or a wild goat, the one risen from the dead. Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Adonai, you search me and you know me, alleluia. You know my resting and my rising, alleluia. Our lives are full of challenges, of paths we want to tread, of dreams of the discoveries in days that lie ahead. Catherine, our sister, teach us the truth you know, and may your life provide a light to show us how to grow. Our lives are full of obstacles that block and bar our way, of questions and uncertainties that darken and dismay. Catherine, our sister, teach us the truth you know, and may your life provide a light to show us how to grow. Her life was full of promises that the sun would always shine, but she chose to walk the harder path, to take the stronger line. Catherine, our sister, teach us the truth you know, and may your life provide a light to show us how to grow. She would not just wait passively while darkness settled in, but gave her mind, her love, herself, to let the dawn begin. Catherine, our sister, teach us the truth you know, and may your life provide a light to show us how to grow. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia. my soul, give thanks to Adonai. All my being, bless the holy name. My soul, give thanks to Adonai, and never forget all these blessings. Bless God, who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness, and gives you the strength of an eagle. Adonai does deeds of justice, and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses, and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. As parents have compassion on their children, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. For Adonai knows of what we are made, and remembers that we are dust. The love of Adonai is everlasting upon those who revere God's holiness, whose justice reaches out to all generations when they keep God's will in their minds and hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Dialogue on Divine Providence by Catherine of Siena. O eternal God, eternal Trinity, you are a mystery as deep as the sea. The more I search, the more I find, and the more I find, the more I search for you. But I can never be satisfied. What I receive will ever leave me desiring more. When you fill my soul, I have an even greater hunger, and I grow more famished for your light. I desire above all to see you, the true light, as you really are. I have tasted and seen the depth of your mystery and the beauty of your creation with the light of my understanding. I have clothed myself with your likeness and have seen what I shall be. Eternal Abba, you have given me a share in your power and the wisdom that Christ claims as his own, and your Holy Spirit has given me the desire to love you. You are my Creator, Eternal Trinity, and I am your creature. You have made of me a new creation in the blood of your Son, and I know that you are moved with love at the beauty of your creation. For you have enlightened me. Eternal Trinity, Godhead, mystery deep as the sea, you could give me no greater gift than the gift of yourself. For you are a fire ever burning and never consumed, which itself consumes all the selfish love that fills my being. Yes, you are a fire that takes away the coldness, illuminates the mind with its light, and causes me to know your truth. By this light, reflected as it were in a mirror. I recognize that you are the highest good, one we can neither comprehend nor fathom. And I know that you are beauty and wisdom itself. The food of angels, you gave yourself to humankind in the fire of your love. You are the garment which covers our nakedness, and in our hunger, you are a satisfying food, for you are sweetness, and in you there is no taste of bitterness. O Triune God!
Set me as a seal upon your heart, like a band around your arm, for love is stronger than death. It can never be destroyed. Alleluia, alleluia. Set me as a seal upon your heart, like a band around your arm, for love is stronger than death. It can never be destroyed. Alleluia, alleluia. My beloved is hiding in the clefts of the rock. Oh, let me but hear your voice and see your face. For love is stronger than death. It can never be destroyed. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Set me as a seal upon your heart, like a band around your arm, for love is stronger than death. It can never be destroyed. Alleluia, alleluia. O eternal God, receive the sacrifice of my life for the sake of your people. Accept my heart, impress upon it the face of your Son, my love, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace.
Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O eternal God, receive the sacrifice of my life for the sake of your people. Accept my heart, impress upon it the face of your Son, my love, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O fire ever blazing, the soul who comes to know herself in you finds your greatness wherever she turns, even in the tiniest things, in people and in all created things, for in all of them she sees your power and wisdom and clemency. For if you had not been powerful, knowing, and willing, you would not have created them. But you were powerful and knowing and willing, and therefore you created everything. O give to us, eternal Trinity, your gentle benediction. Amen. May the God of peace, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and grant us peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.